Bill Black, chief deputy for Bullock County Sheriff's Office, confirmed that a Don Allen Keelan, 18, was arrested on Tuesday, May 9, 2023, in connection with the death of Kelsey Amanda McDuffie, 17. His charges are listed below. Name: Keelan, a Don Allen. Status: currently booked. Sex: M. Height: 600. Weight: 240. Address: 1342 Arthur Newman Doctor, Brooklet, GA. Arrest date: the 9th of May 2023, Bullock Company. So: days in jail: 1. Total bond: not set. Warrant hash: counts. Statute: description: MF. Court: 1. The 3rd of May 16, A. Involuntary manslaughter, felony. F. Superior Court: 1. The 16th of November 106. Possession of firearm or knife during commission of or attempt to commit certain felonies. F. Superior Court: 1. The 16th of May 60, B. Reckless conduct. M. Superior Court: a booking photo was not released to Grice Connect at the time this story was published. The shooting: during the early morning hours of Sunday, April 16, 2023, the Bullock County Sheriff's Office received a call from 911 Central Dispatch that a subject had been shot and was being transported to the East Georgia Regional Medical Center by a private vehicle. Deputies and investigators responded to the emergency room area of East Georgia Hospital in attempts to gain further information about this incident. Upon arrival, it was determined that a 17-year-old female identified as Kelsey Amanda McDuffie had sustained a gunshot wound to the rear of her head. After finding out that the incident occurred at 1342 Arthur Newbern Jr. Road in Bullock County, deputies were dispatched to that location. Upon arrival, deputies found out that an 18-year-old male on the scene identified as a Don Allen Keelan also sustained a gunshot wound to his left hand. Preliminary investigation revealed that Keelan was showing McDuffie how to disassemble and reassemble a 9mm semi-auto handgun. During this activity, the handgun discharged, while in the hands of Keelan. The bullet traveled through Keelan's left hand and struck McDuffie in the rear of her head. Keelan was transported to East Georgia Regional Hospital, where he was treated and released. McDuffie was flown to Memorial Medical Center in Savannah for surgery, and where she succumbed to her injuries.